In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that amongst all the seasons he is the flower bearing spring.
U Bhagavad Gita Gospod Krishna kaže da od svih sezona, od svih godišnjih doba on je proleće koje donosi cveće.
Let us think a little bit about this.
Razmislimo malo o ovoj.
Spring means the winter goes.
Proleće znači zima je otišla.
A new season starts and the nature changes.
Novo godišnje doba je počelo i priroda se menja.
Nature awakens with new flowers.
Priroda se menja tako što dolaze nove cveće.
In Vrindavan the Brijbasis collect the dust of the flowers and throw it at each other by screaming holy.
Vrindavan se radi na sledeći način tako što skupljaju cveće u ruke i bacaju u vis vičući holy.
It's a joyous awakening of enthusiasm.
To je, da kažem, entuzijastično izražavanje entuzijazma.
I feel all of us should also celebrate Holi.
Ja mislim da bi mi trebali da proslavljamo tu ceremoniju Holi.
In the sense that we celebrate a new awakening of our spiritual life.
Misleći na to da proslavljamo u stvari naše novo buđenje duhovnog života.
All things have to go and new things should come into our life.
Stare stvari treba da odu, a nove da stavimo u svoj život.
We can use the energy of spring for our advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Možemo da koristimo energiju proleća za naš napredak u svesti Krišna.
I have written about the subject matter of inner change in a little book which Grandma will show us. It is called The Art of Transformation.
O ovome sam pisao u novoj knjizi koju će nam sada Baka ili Ivana
Baka?
Dodati, koja se zove Umeće transformacije.
Yes. I think, Gaurahari, you brought a few copies of this. Yes, we have, and Gaurahari will be able to give you this copy tomorrow morning.
Ponili smo par kopija ove knjige, to su dosta kopija ove knjige i možete sutra ujutro, mislim, na jutarnje lekcije da uzmete od Gora Harija.
This is the official advertisement of my book.
Ovo je zvanično propagiranje moje knjige.
Hare Krishna, please forgive me. It's necessary for us to do changes.
Neophodno za nas je da pravimo promjene.
In the Talmud, that's a mystical part of the Christian scriptures, it says every blade of grass has an angel bending over it and whispering into the ear of the grass, grow, grow, grow.
U Talmudu, u hrišćanskom spisu je objašnjeno da svaka vlat trave zapravo ima svog anđela koja mu šapuće, znači svakoj travki šapuće anđel, rasti, rasti.
Rasti, rasti. This is also, this voice can be also heard in our own lives. The super soul is calling to each one of us, rasti, rasti, rasti. Rasti means grow, right? Yes.
Ovo isto možemo iskusiti u našim životima tako što Paramatmu slušamo koja nam non stop govori isto tako rasti, rasti.
Utišta jagrata prapyan varani burata churasya dara nishita duratya jadogam patastat kavayo vadanti. This is from Katha Upanishad.
Stih iz Katha Upanishada.
The Lord says, arise.
Gospod kaže, ustani.
Awaken.
Probudi se.
You have obtained an elevated soul as your spiritual master.
Dobio si uzvišenu dušu poput svog duhovnog učitelja.
Now learn the spiritual truth from him.
Sada nauči duhovnu istinu od njega.
Arise, Govinda Gopal.
Uzdigni se, Govinda Gopal.
Awaken, Madhva Muni.
Probudi se, Madhva Muni.
Yes. The spiritual path is difficult to traverse.
Duhovni put je teško.
Teško, yes. It is like a razor, sharp as a razor's edge.
On je jako oštar poput ivice brijača.
The sages say it is beset with thorns.
Mudraci su rekli da je postavljen trnjem.
In other words, this project of inner change is not easy.
Stvari, ovaj proces unutrašnje promjene nije lak.
There are obstacles.
Postoje prepreke.
And it requires the best of our effort to be successful.
I potrebne su sve naše najbolji naš trud da bi postali uspješni.
But it is so necessary.
Ali tako je neophodno.
It's the purpose of the human form of life.
To je svrha ljudskog života.
It's even more than to build important than to build one's own house. Haribol.
Čak je važnije nego sagraditi sopstvenu kuću.
This awakening of the soul is what we can do in the human form of life.
Ovo buđenje duše je ono što trebamo raditi u ljudskom obliku života.
We cannot do it in other forms of life.
To ne možemo učiniti drugim oblicima života.
It's so important.
Tako je to bitno.
I would like to tell you of a dream.
Želio bih vam ispričati jedan san.
It's a characteristic dream.
To je karakterističan san.
Dreams are given by the Lord within our heart.
Sne stvari nama šalje Gospod našim srcu.
This dream was told to me by a young German devotee.
Ovaj san mi ispričao jedan mladi nemački bakt.
He had never told his parents that he is in Krishna consciousness.
On nikad nije rekao svojim roditeljima da je u svjesni Krishna.
Now in his dream he saw how he was alone in the house.
U stvari u snu je on bio zapravo video je viđenje da je bio sam u kući.
And he heard a bell.
I da je čuo zvono.
Ring, ring, ring. When he opened, it was Srila Prabhupada with his secretaries.
Kada je otvorio vrata, to je bio u stvari Srila Prabhupada i njegovi asistenti.
The secretaries told him, we were told that we should make a program at your house.
Sekretari su rekli, rečeno nam je da treba napravimo program u tvojoj kući.
Prabhupada went right into the living room of the parents and sat on the sofa.
A Prabhupada je pravo ušao u dnevnu sobu gdje su bili roditelji i seo na kauč.
He felt extremely comfortable.
I osjećao se jako udobno.
And the devotee, it was a man, he said to Prabhupada, from where are you coming?
Bhakta je gledao Prabhupada i pitao ga je, odakle si ti došao?
Prabhupada very enthusiastically said, I came from the spiritual world just to make a program at your house.
Prabhupada mi odgovorio, ja sam zapravo došao iz duhovnog sveta da bi napravio program u tvojoj kući.
And who told you that this is the address?
Pa ko ti je rekao moju adresu?
Prabhupada said, Krishna.
Prabhupada je rekao, Krishna.
So then, slowly, more devotees came.
Polako pristizali su i druge vrate.
A full Hare Krishna festival came.
Ceo festival Hare Krishna stigao.
And the poor devotee looked at his wristwatch and thought, oh no, my parents are going to come at 6 o'clock, now it's 20 minutes to 6.
Pa bakta domaćinu u stvari je pogledala sat, vidio da je 6 sati, uskoro bi trebali da dođu moji roditelji.
They will find the spiritual master of the Hare Krishna movement in Amaya, in the house.
I kad se vrate, naći će vođu Hare Krishna pokreta u mojoj kući.
So then the devotee told this dilemma to Prabhupada.
I Bhakta je rekao tu dilemu svoju. Šila Prabhupada.
I'm sorry, I practice Krishna consciousness since 2 years, but I never told my parents.
Izvini, ali ja praktikujem sve s Krishna 2 godine, ali nikad to još nisam spomenuo svojim roditeljima.
They are coming in 20 minutes.
A oni stižu za 20 minuta.
Then Prabhupada said, should I maybe hide behind the television?
Da se možda, Prabhupada kaže, da se možda sakrem iza televizora.
No Prabhupada. Maybe then Prabhupada suggested, maybe we can make the program in your own little room.
Bhakta rekao, ne moj da ideš iz televizora. On Prabhupada predložio, pa možda da odemo i napravimo program u tvojoj maloj sobi.
But Prabhupada said, we will have kirtan, it's very loud, everyone will hear it.
Prabhupada je rekao, ali Ipak imaćemo kirtan i bit će glasan, svako će da čuje.
Your parents will notice.
Tvoji roditelji će to primetiti.
The devotee's anxiety grew and grew and grew.
A bhaktino uznemirenje je rasto, rasto, rasto i rasto.
It was 5 minutes before the expected arrival of the parents now.
Sad je već 5 minuta pre nego što treba stići roditelj.
The house was full of bhaktas who some were resting a little, they had traveled from far, others were eating.
Bhakti su bili svuda po sobi stanu, odmarajući se posle prostavljaju.
Prabhupada saw the anxiety of the devotee.
Prabhupada je gledao tu teskobu tog bhakta.
And he said, "You have to make up your mind what you want."
I rekao mu je, moraš se odlučiti šta zapravo stvarno želiš.
Do you want Krishna?
Da li želiš Krishnu?
Or do you want your ordinary life?
Ili želiš svoj uobičajen život?
I'm now going back.
Ja sad
I have noted I caused anxiety to you.
Primetio sam da sam te uznemirio.
Next time when you call me, please have an answer to this question. Do you want Krishna or do you want your normal life?
Sljedeći put kad me budeš zvao, odluči, nađi odgovor na pitanje da li želiš Krishnu ili želiš svoje običaje.
And then Prabhupada became transparent, more transparent, more transparent. The devotees became transparent, more transparent, more transparent. All of a sudden they were gone. And the TV started.
Polako je video kako Prabhupada i sve ostale bhakte polako postaju sve nevidljivi i nevidljivi dok god nisu iščezli i tad se uključio televizor.
The beautiful scene was gone.
Prelepa prizor je nestao.
And in the TV was a film about the war in Sarajevo.
Televizor je prikazivao rat u Sarajevu.
Then the parents came.
Onda su došli roditelji.
They said, you look always this war movies, they said to their son.
Onda su roditelji rekli, ti uvijek gledaš te ratne filmove.
Be a little more positive.
Budi malo pozitivnije.
And maybe you should try some spiritual life.
Možda bi mogla početi da se baviš nekim duhovnim životom.
Meditation also.
Neku vrstu meditacije, tako nešto.
And then the devotee woke up crying in his bed.
I onda se bhakta probudio plačući u svom krevetu.
This dream is a very clear message.
Ovaj san je bio jasna poruka.
It's a message to the devotee from the Lord in the heart to change his life.
To je bila poruka Gospoda koji se nalazi u njegovom srcu da promeni svoj život.
It's a message, make up your mind.
To je poruka. Odluči se.
This is what the Katha Upanishad said. Utišta, utišta, jagata. Wake up, wake up.
To je to što nam Katha Upanishada poručuje.
Arise.
Ustani.
Now learn the spiritual truth.
Sada nauči.
And start your spiritual life in earnestness. Iskrenost. This is the right word, Murari Chaitanya. I also know this word. Iskrenost, yes. Other Puranas give other points which make it clear to us that we should change something in our life, that we should transform.
I druge purane nam isto daju tu poruku da trebamo promijeniti nešto u sebi.
How can we change?
Kako da se promijeni?
I want to today describe 3 powerful ways which you can invite in your lives so that you can make the inner transformation.
Danas bih volio da opišem ta 3 načina transformacije da možete da postignete tu transformaciju.
First of all the scriptures tell us that it's very easy to awaken to our original identity if we become aware of the fact that we all are only here for a short time.
Prvo stvar koju nam spis je poručuje da postanemo svesni činjenice da smo zapravo u ovom svetu jako kratko.
Our problem is that we think we are for eternal times here. We don't think of our death, our inevitable end.
Naš problem je zapravo što mi nismo svesni naše nesuđene, naše suđene sigurne smrti.
Our mind makes arrangements that we forget the reality.
Naš um pravi takve aranžmane da mi zaboravimo tu realnost.
Death is not something which happens only to Bhakti Tirtha, Maharaj. It will happen to us also.
Smrt nije da se samo desila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaju, desit će se i nama također.
It's not something which happens only to old people.
To se ne dešava samo starim ljudima.
We will also be old.
Također ćemo i mi ostariti.
Some of you are maybe old. That means they are just a few days before their death.
Možda su neki došli do te granice starosti da su par dana pred smrt.
Remember Danuda Prabhuji? You, I think both Mahapurushika told me and, in 1 week father died and stepmother means the new wife of the father. Yes.
Pa, Damodar Prabhu, koga svi znamo iz Smedera.
Danuda Prabhu. Yeah.
Njemu za jednu nedelju mu je umro i otac i maćeha.
Pa, did you hear it for the first time?
I heard for father, but not yeah. For stepmother.
In 1 week, Murari Chaitanya. One week.
Nedoj nedelji tvoje ljudi su, dragi, kako ste.
Anadi Krishna. 1 week, bang, bang.
U jednoj nedelji, dvoje.
So, if you think, if illusions haunt you, travel and go on the tower of death and look from that tower on your life and you will see what direction you should take.
Ako vas iluzija obuzme, popnite se na kulu smrti i pogledajte od gore kojim biste putem.
On this tower you will get an overview over your life and know where to go.
Sa te kule ćete dobiti pregled vašeg života i gdje idete.
The Puranas described that there was once a very normal osoba.
Purane su opisivali da postojala jedna normalna osoba.
Like us.
Poput nas.
And he noticed, he must change something in his life.
I on je primetio, da, moram nešto promijeniti u svom životu.
He had never practiced spiritual life.
Nisam nikad praktikovao duhovni život.
And he was a little bit like a nitkove.
I bio je nitkov, možda se reći.
Yeah, you know, normal man.
Običan čovjek, grešan.
Yeah, friends and enemies he had.
Ima i prijatelji i neprijatelji.
So, he went to a sadhu and said, can you help me for enlightenment, but it should be fast and it shouldn't be a very difficult process.
Prišao sadu i rekao je, da li možeš ti da mi pomogneš, ali da taj proces koji će da mi daš da bude brz i da ne bude jako.
Brzi, yes. So the sadhu thought for a while.
Sadhu je razmišljao neko vreme.
And he saw some sincerity in the heart of this person.
I primetio je ipak malo zbiljnosti u toj osobi.
He said, can you just give me your birth date, please? I must make a horoscope about you.
Možeš li mi dati tvoj datum rođenja? Moram da izradim horoskop.
Then he calculated the horoscope and he said, you will die in 1 week.
Uradio horoskop i primetio i rekao mu, umrećeš za nedelju dana.
7 more days. Oh,
7 dana.
How unfortunate.
Kako nesretno.
I will visit you on the 7th day and tell you what to do.
Doći ću taj zadnji dan, 7. dan, po te i reći ću ti nešto.
So the man went home.
Čovjek se vratio kući.
He went to his wife.
Prišao svojoj ženi.
I'm sorry, I was so divly.
Ja, izvini, bio sam takav divljak.
Yes, divljak. I was always giving you problems.
Uvijek sam ti zadavao nevolje.
He went to the neighbor and he said, I'm sorry, I made so many debts and I never paid them back. Here is, you know, what I owe you.
Prišao je susedu, rekao, izvini što sam ti uvijek zalazio dugove, voli novac koji ti sad dugujem.
And he went to his mother and father and said, I never said thank you, but here I have cooked this pita for you. Thank you.
I majci i ocu rekao, izvinite što vam se nikad nisam zahvalio i ponudim pitu koju sam koju napravio.
After 1 week, the sadhu came and visited him.
Posle nekoliko dana došao je sadhu i posjetio ga.
And he asked him, kako si?
I pitao ga, kako si?
Oh, I feel so nice.
Oh, osjećam se zapravo dobro.
I have actually good relationships with others.
Postigao sam mnogo dobrih odnosa sa raznima.
And I have started to chant every day a few mantras.
Počeo sam čak i da mantram svaki dan par mantri.
I feel inspired to go to the temple.
Osjećam se totalno inspirisan da idem u hram.
I changed my life totally.
Promenilo mi se ceo život.
I have only one problem that I will die in this evening.
Imam jedino jedan problem što ću umreti oveče.
It's not a big problem.
Nije mi sad više to veliki problem, ali...
The sadhu smiled.
A sadhu se samo smešio.
And said,
I rekao,
you will live much longer.
Ti živećeš mnogo duže.
You had asked me how to make quick advancement.
Ti si otvorio mene, tražio brzi napredak.
And I gave you a method.
Ja sam ti dao tvoj metod.
To meditate that you are not eternally here.
Da meditira zapravo da nisi večno ovde.
Sudevi, imagine you would know that you would only have a month. How good your chanting would become. Wow, Sudevi, you would be a Chashti Bhakta.
Zamisli Sudevi da znaš da imaš još nedelju dana života, kako bi tvoje mantranje izgledalo?
No, I'm sorry, I hope I don't embarrass you by singling you out. I mean, in a Vainatheya Prabhu. Imagine how you would change your attitude to life if you would really know I'm only here for a limited time.
Vainatheya i svi ostali, zapitajte se šta biste uradili da znate da ste samo ovdje privremeno.
There's a yoga method where you actually think, meditate about your own death, about your own mortality every day. And Prabhupada gave us a similar meditation.
Postoji deo spisa koji naučavaju tu meditaciju u našoj smrtnosti.
He said actually a wise person thinks he could die any moment.
Mudra osoba razmišlja na taj način da može da umre svakog momenta.
And then he uses his human form of life very nicely.
I zato koristi svoj oblik života.
I personally apply this.
Ja to primenjujem.
See, I have one personal problem. I'm so absolutely creative and dynamic.
Imam samo jedan problem što sam jako kreativan i dinamičan.
And such people, by their nature, they are always happy and boom, they are everywhere.
Prove takve osobe što su jako sretne i što svjesno suda.
I absolutely need to remember that I'm only for a short time here.
Ja bi trebao se sećam isto tako da sam ovde na privremeno.
To budi dobar.
Da budem dobar.
Yes. And it works.
I to bi funkcionisalo.
Some people think this is a morbid meditation. It is for sick people who are not successful, who are not... Who just mentally, you know.
Ljudi misle da je to malo mračna, morbidna meditacija na nesretne ljude koji se nisu snašli.
But no.
Ali nije to.
It is actually very good for living your life to the fullest.
Sorry, jako je dobra za da bi živeli svoj život punom snagom.
Why ignore this very important part of life, which is death?
Zašto moramo biti svjesni to zašto ignorisati taj ključni dio života zvan smrt?
It's the only thing which is sure in this life.
To je jedina stvar koja je sigurna u
životu. Other things are not so clear what will happen, but this is sure it will happen.
Stvari nisu tako jasne da će se desiti neće, ali ovo je sigurno.
Why ignore it?
Zašto ignorisati takvu stvar?
Why not prepare?
Zašto se ne pripremiti?
Why not use, and then you will use every minute. You won't waste time, Govinda Gopal.
This is my
first meditation for you. It makes really a change in the heart.
To je prva meditacija koju trebamo raditi, napravit će stvarno promjenu.
Even if we hear of someone else's death, like the father of Danuda and the stepmother of Danuda, we immediately become touched in our heart, no? Immediately.
Isto tako ako čujemo čak da neči bližnji je napustio telo kao Danudarov otac, mi smo isto tako dirnuti u svom srcu.
Now comes the second point.
Sada dolazi druga point.
This was only for the beginners. Now it gets intense,
Prabhus.
Fasten your seat belts. I need my glasses. Where are they? Govinda Gopal, have you seen? I had them a few moments ago. They have died. Hare Krishna, Dobro Doshli. Dobro došli. Hari Bol. I want to now tell you of the power of blessings.
Sada bih želio da vam kažem o moći blagoslova.
Things which are usually considered to be impossible do become possible if you get the power of blessings.
Stvari koje inače nisu moguće postaju moguće moćima blagoslova.
Especially if you get the blessings of your spiritual master and the parampara, the line of teachers in which he is.
Specijalno ako blagoslov dobije moć svog duhovnog učitelja i sistema parampara.
Through the guru comes almost an electrical charge from the spiritual world which can energize you to do the impossible.
Kroz guruva dolazi ta, da kažem, energija, elektricitet, da kažem, iz duhovnog sveta i da nas napuni, da kažem tako.
The Bhagavatam tells us of one of these incidences and Prabhupada gives a very, very beautiful purport to this.
Srila Bhagavatam govori tako jednom incidentu, jednoj priči.
The Bhagavatam tells us about Bali, who once made with his army a war against the Devatas.
Bhagavatam nas podsjeća na priču o Baliju koji je ustupio rat protiv polubogova.
And he lost this war and was killed.
On je zapravo izgubio taj rat i bio je ubijen.
By the power of Shukracharya, his spiritual master, who knew some herbs and some mantras, he was revived to life. Yes.
Moćima svog duhovnog učitelja Shukracharya, koji je znao nešto da koristi čak i lekovito bilje, bio je povraćen u život.
Then he said, this is too much.
You recall what praise.
The Devatas have defeated my armies and they have killed me.
I onda je rekao, polubogovi su porazili moju vojsku i još mi ubili.
They are so arrogant.
Tako su arogantni.
They have forgotten also their lord.
Oni su zaboravili svog gospodara. Tako.
I will make a war now with them.
Sad ću da napravim još jedan rat protiv njih.
I will defeat all of these residents of the higher planets who have forgotten the Lord.
Usukobit ću se sa svim stanovnicima koji su svi zaboravili gospoda.
Then he dressed in a saffron dhoti.
Obukao je saffron dhoti.
Went to his spiritual master and served him for 1 year very intensely. He was a king, but he washed the clothes.
On je bio kralj, ali naprotiv, pravo je odeću.
He cooked.
Kuo je za njega.
He did all the menial service.
Radio je sve vrste službe.
And he really pleased Shukracharya.
I jako zadovoljio Shukracharya tom službom.
By this he became very, very powerful because he got the blessings of his spiritual master. Then he arranged his armies.
Onda je postrojio svoje vojske.
Put his brahmachari dhoti to the side.
Odložio je svoje brahmachari dhoti.
Dressed in warrior cloth.
I obukao se u ratničku odelo.
And he led his army towards the devatas. When Indra saw Bali, he was glowing with energy. He was in a positive mood. He wanted to chastise the devatas who had forgotten spiritual life. He wanted to restore order in the universe. When they just saw him on the battlefield, Indra said, what has happened to Bali? He was just dead a few years ago. He went to his spiritual master. And Brihaspati said, we can't do anything against this body.
Brihaspati, njihov duhovni učitelj, rekao, ja ne mogu ništa učiniti po ovom Bali.
He has the blessings of his spiritual master.
Jer Bali ima blagoslov svog duhovnog učitelja.
He will win.
On će pobediti.
He's undefeatable.
On je sad nepobediv.
Now it's very interesting how Srila Prabhupada comments this this episode in the Puranic history of the Bhagavatam.
Jako interesantan je Prabhupada komentar na ovu priču iz Purana.
He says one a disciple who has actually pleased his spiritual master and gotten the blessings from him can become immortal in this life.
Upisuju Purane, to je Prabhupada objašnjava.
Yes.
Da učenik koji je zapravo zadovoljio svog duhovnog učitelja može postati besmrtan još u ovom životu.
Someone who has the blessings of the parampara.
Onaj koji ima blagoslov parampara.
Can do impossible things.
Može učiniti nemoguće stvari.
I have seen this with the devotees in Zagreb.
Primetio sam to kod bhakta iz Zagreba.
They have built a most fantastic temple. Madhva Muni, you have seen.
Izgradili su prelepi hram.
Without money,
bez para, novca.
There were just two devotees.
To su bila dvojica bhakta.
I visited them once in a tamagun house in outside Zagreb.
Jednom sam ih bio posjetio u nekom tamastičnom stanu u Zagrebu.
You know, 50 grandmas had died in this house.
Baba je umro u tom stanu.
Yeah. There was two rooms. One in which Goni Thai were.
Bila jedna soba gdje su bili gorni taj.
And another where there was the brahmachari chaos.
U drugoj sobi je bio brahmachari chaos.
Yeah. And you know, I visited them and they were in such good spirits.
Ali imali su dobar duh, iako su tamo bili.
We distribute the knjiga.
Mi delimo knjige.
And we will build a temple for Goni Thai. It will be very big.
Sagradit ćemo hram za Goni Thai, bit će velik.
Hundreds of people will fit into this temple.
Stotine i stotine će stati u taj temple.
We please our spiritual master and Prabhupada and it will work.
Znali smo. Povoljit ćemo svog duhovnog učitelja Prabhupada i to će se desiti.
They had no doubt.
Nisu imali sumnje.
And they got the blessings.
Dobili su blagoslove.
And now you can see that temple, it looks like an Austrian villa.
Sad možete vidjeti, taj hram izgleda kao austrijska vila.
I was staying in one room, Gorahari had another room.
Ja sam bio u jednom sobi.
Madhva Muni and Kishori had another room.
Svako ima svoju sobu. Madhva Muni ima svoju sobu, Kishori drugu.
Very good hot water.
Veoma lepa topla voda je bila.
Not too cold.
Ne bio previše hladno.
Yeah. Then a few hundred people came for Gopunim.
I nekoliko stotina ljudi došlo za Gorahari.
Goran Karan sang.
Goran Karan je pevao
Hare Krishna. And what else? Professor of the university came.
Bio je neki profesor univerziteta.
And it was amazing.
Bilo je fenomenalno.
Yes. It was happening by blessings.
Sve to se desilo zahvaljujući blagoslovu.
My dear devotees, when you try to bring some color into your life,
dragi bhakte, kad pokušate da malo obojite svoj život,
when you want to change something in your life,
kako želite da promijenite nešto u svojem životu,
please know about the extraordinary power of blessings from your spiritual master.
Molim vas, sjetite se tih moćnih blagoslova vašim duhovnim učiteljem.
Please do not ignore this.
Nemojte, molim vas, ignorisati ovu činjenicu.
It is such a nice way to get the mercy of Krishna.
To je jedan prelep način da dobijete milost Krishna.
You just please his dear devotee.
Samo zadovoljite njegovu baktu.
And Krishna will send the snaga through the via or the line of the parampara into your life. 100% it will work.
Krishna će poslati kružicu ili da kažemo struju, snagu i sve što vam treba 100% sigurno.
100%.
100%.
There is no question to this. In Shastra it says, those who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is a question whether or not they actually please the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
U Shastra mi je rečeno, zapravo oni koji služe gospodina, pitanje, ako samo služe gospodina, pitanje da li ga u stvari zadovoljavaju.
But those who, Hare Krishna, Haribol. But those who serve the devotee of Krishna, there is absolutely no question if, whether they please the Lord or not.
A oni koji služe dragog baktu gospoda, tu nema sumnje da će uspjeti.
No question.
Da bude gospod zadovoljan.
Nema sumnje u to.
Let us have this again because it's so important. Those who serve Krishna directly, there is a question whether or not they please him.
Znači, prva stvar, znači, oni koji služe samo direktno Krishnu, nije sigurno da će ga zadovoljiti.
But those who serve the devotee of Krishna, there is no question whether they please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They 100% please him.
Oni koji služe daravu baktu gospoda će sigurno ga zadovoljiti, 100% će ga zadovoljiti.
My dear devotees, I'm so convinced of this.
Dragi moj bakte, ja sam potpuno ubeđen.
It is my personal experience.
Ja sam to lično doživio.
I'm not a good disciple of Prabhupada.
Ja nisam tako dobar učenik.
As I said, my mind is so creative. But whenever I make a concentrated effort to please him, my whole life changes so wonderfully. I have experienced this personally.
A kad god uspem, eto, da se koncentrišem i pokušam da ga zadovoljim, uspevam šta god da radim.
It happens immediately.
I to se dešava u trenutku.
It's like a wind comes from the spiritual world into my sails.
To je kao vetar da dođe do
and pushes my boat forward.
I gura moj brod, jedra, moje jedra i gura moj brod.
Yes, yes. And it's not difficult to please that our spiritual master.
Nije tako teško zadovoljiti našeg duhovnog učitelja.
She's such a lovable person.
On je tako ljubazna osoba.
He understands us.
On nas razume.
And when we are not 100% always doing everything 100%, he understands. We go through different fasa of our lives.
On nas razume da prolazimo kroz razne životne faze. On nas razume.
But we can in our own way do our service to him. It's no problem.
Ali možemo bar na neki način, na svoj način, da uradimo neku službu za njega.
And immediately you get the snaga which you need.
Odmah će doći ta neophodna snaga.
Transformation or change in life is sometimes difficult on our own.
Transformacija je zapravo jako teška našim naporima.
But with divine help it is possible.
Ali božanskom pomoću je moguće.
That was my drugi point. My second point.
To je bila moja druga pojenta.
Are you prepared for the third point?
Da li ste spremni za treću pojentu?
Dobro. You can change your life if you chant every day in a very special way.
Možete promijeniti svoje živote mantrajući svaki dan na specijalan način.
You must chant, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, affectionately and with respect the holy name.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao, trebate mantrati svoje krugove sa pažnjom, privrženošću i poštovanjem.
It is said, when you chant japa, you should remember Krishna's name with affectionate respect.
Dok mantrate svoju japu, trebate se sećati Krišnog imena sa pažnjom, privrženošću i poštovanjem.
Don't do it just like this, like mechanical yoga process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
It is samo tako mehanički ko neka yoga proces.
There should be an affection in your heart.
Treba da postoji ta privrženost.
How can you get this affection for Krishna?
Kako izgraditi tu privrženost prema Krishna?
You should hear about Krishna.
Treba redovno slušati o Krishna.
Read about Krishna.
Čitati o Krishni.
And understand what a wonderful person he is.
I razumeti kakav on predivna osoba.
In the scriptures, in the Bhagavatam, there are three reasons why we should worship Krishna.
U Bhagavatamu su opisana tri načina zašto trebamo služiti Krishna.
First is,
prvi je,
he's so close, he's in your heart.
Prvi je da je, stvari, on jako blisko u našem srcu.
He has not forgotten you.
Nije nas zaboravio.
Once Bhakti Vai Bhava Maharaj gave a very nice example which I felt was very, very appropriate.
Jednom je Bhakti Vai Bhava s vami rekao jedan zanimljiv primjer koji mislim da je prikladan.
When the child is very sick and is hallucinating in the fever,
kada je dete bolesno i halucinira u temperaturi,
the father comes very close, he sits day and night on the bed of his sina or his daughter.
Otac bi došao i seo bi na krevet svog sina ili ćerke i,
and he puts like a cold towel on the head.
I onda bi stavljao hladne obloge na čelo deteta.
My sine, my ćerka, I'm here.
Moj sine, moj ćerko, tu sam.
To some, yes. We will go together through this.
I zajedno ćemo proći kroz ovo.
So Krishna does the same thing.
Krishna radi sličnu stvar.
He doesn't think, oh, they have left me and gone into the material world.
Ne misli, napustili su me, otišli su materijalni svet.
Kloparski. Nonsense people, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed.
Sada ako sam razočaran, yeah.
No, he comes with you.
On, ne, on dolazi sa vama.
And he comes into your, he sits in your most private place in your heart.
I nalazi se, ulazi u vašu najprivatniji deo vas.
And he's waiting in the heart for you.
Čeka u vašem srcu na vas.
He waits that you cry for him.
Čeka da ga pozovete.
Oh my Lord, I have forgotten you.
O moj Gospode, zaboravio sam te.
Please make some arrangement for my saving. I'm very, very energyless.
Molim te, napravi neki aranžman za moje spasenje. Ja sam totalno bez energije, slab sam.
I remember when I was very young, male dete.
Sećam se kad sam bio malo dete.
Maybe like your daughter. Your daughter is now maybe 7 years or?
Six,
yes.
Kog uzrasta kao Somina čerka, oko 6-7 godina.
I was around 8, a little older than your daughter.
Moram reći bio malo stariji, oko 8 godina.
And I remember, I had always two opinions about this world.
I imao sam dva mišljenja o ovom svijetu.
One was, I just wanted to live it fully, the life.
Bio, želim da ga živim punom snagom.
And the other, as a child, I was also thinking of old sankskara's monk life.
A drugi je bio da sam razmišljao o tim sankskara impresijama koje sam imao o monaškom načinu. Yeah.
You would sometimes see me in the midst of society.
Vidit ćete me nekad u nekoj grupi ljudi.
Dressed with a white shirt.
Aha, vidio sam sebe tako obučenog u belu majicu.
Expensive clothing.
Skupoceno odelu.
And the other times you would see me sitting on the tree.
A drugom vizijom sam sebe video sedeći jednostavno drveto.
Because I remember I wanted to be as close as possible to God.
Jer sam želio vidim što bliže gospodom.
And on our island, we lived on an island, there were no mountains, so I had to climb the trees.
Pošto na mom ostrovu nije bilo planina, ja sam se morao popeti na drvo da budem bliže.
And I remember, it must have been, eight is maybe too young, it must have been like 10 or 12 years. I was one day just sitting in my tree, I was praying to God. And I said, I'm trying to be as close as possible to you, but maybe, and I was praying and I was feeling, oh, I think you are as close as possible to me, you are my heart, is it true?
Kasnije tamo kad sam imao 11-12 godina, sedao sam tako na tom drvetu i mislio se, želim da ti se približim, da dođem nekako bliže do tebe, ali zašto bi to radio? U stvari, ti si u stvari u mom srcu, bliže ne može biti.
And I remember, although I cannot see you in my heart, I feel that you are there.
Iako te ne mogu vidjeti u svom srcu, osjećam da si tu.
But please prove to me that you are there.
Molim te, dokaži mi da si tu.
And I will believe that you are in my heart if you send me to some devotees of you when I'm older and I can understand more.
A povjerovat ću ti ako mi pošalješ neke starije bhakte da me pouče.
Yeah. And I remember when I was about 15 years, I met devotees of Krishna, and I immediately understood that was God's proof to me that He is in my heart and He had directed me.
Kasnije kad sam imao 15 godina, sreo sam bhakte i to mi je bio totalni dokaz, sve mi je bilo jasno da ih je Krishna poslao me.
I remember my childhood prayer on the top of the tree.
Sjetio sam se te moje detinje molitve na vrhu drveta.
If you are there, please, in my heart, give me a sign and send me to devotees.
Ako si stvarno tu, molim te, pošalji mi znak, pošalji mi svoje bhakte.
I was praying with people who are close to you. I did not know the word devotees.
Neki ljudi koji su bliski tebi, zapravo. Nisam znao kako izgledaju.
This is what happens when you pray to Krishna in your heart. You should pray, please help me, direct my steps to good devotees and take care of my spiritual advancement. He will do so.
Trebamo se moliti na taj način, usmeri me kako tvojim baktama.
When you pray to the Lord that He should enable your spiritual advancement, He will do so.
Ako se molite Gospodu da olakša vaš duhovni život, On će to učiniti, da vam pomogne.
Please pray.
Molim vas, molite se.
My Lord, show me my next steps to you.
Molim vas, molim te, pokaži mi sljedeće korake ka tebi.
He is Atma, He is in your heart.
On je Atma.
That means you don't have to search for long.
Ne morate tražiti ga dugo.
You don't have to travel.
Ne trebate ni putovati.
Well, a little travel is necessary, a journey to the heart, yes.
Mali put treba napraviti, ali to je ka srcu.
The second reason why you should worship Krishna is because He is Priya.
Drugi razlog zašto treba obožavati Krishnu je zato što je Priya.
Most dear.
Veoma drag.
And the next reason is He is Atta, He is real.
Treći je da je stvaran, Atta.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita many, many millions of years ago to the sun god.
Krishna rekao Arjuni, objasnio sam ovu Bhagavad Gitu pre milione, milione godina polubogu sunca.
Arjuna says, really?
Arjuna je rekao, stvarno?
We are contemporaries. We live at the same time.
Da, mi smo u istom dobu živimo.
How could you?
Vršnjaci. Savremeni. Vršnjaci, tako.
Yeah.
Kako to moguće?
Yes. How could you talk to the sun god, please?
Kako si mogao da govoriš sa polubogom sunca?
And Krishna also smiles because his friend has asked him a question.
Krishna se smiješio, ali njegov prijatelj postavio to pitanje.
He says, Arjuna, you and me have taken many births.
Arjuna, ti ja smo već imali mnogo rođenja.
In this aspect we are the same.
U tom aspektu smo isti.
But there's a difference.
A postoji jedna razlika.
I can remember all of these incarnations and you cannot.
Ja mogu da se sjetim svih tih inkarnacija tih života, a ti ne možeš.
Krishna is real.
Krishna je stvaran.
He doesn't change.
On se ne menja.
Like a normal person changes his opinion every half year.
Obična osoba menja svoje mišljenje svake pola godine.
Those of you who are married, which is a wonderful ashram.
Oni koji od vas koji su oženjeni.
They know sometimes the partner has a mood.
Oni to znaju da ima partner kojega ima različite raspoloženje.
Oh, you have changed so much.
Tako si se promenio tokom tog vremena.
Krishna does not change.
Ali Krishna se ne menja.
He's very authentic.
On je autentičan.
He's very real.
On je totalno.
He remains always the same.
On uvek ostaje isti.
That's the fourth reason you should worship Krishna. He is eternally existing. His form is eternal.
To je četvrti razlog zašto treba obožavati Krishnu, zato što je večan, njegov oblik je večan.
Four reasons to worship Krishna.
To su četiri razloga za obožavanje Krishna.
He is in your heart.
On je u vašem srcu.
He loves you the most.
Najviše vas voli.
He is unchangeable.
Nepromenjiv je.
And he is eternally existent.
I večno je, večno postoji.
If you want to read about this qualities, they are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, second chapter, text number 6.
Možete ovo naći u Šrimad Bhagavatu u drugo poglavlje, ne drugo knjiga, drugo pevanje, drugo poglavlje, šesti stih.
So, yes, so you should worship or chant Krishna's name every day with affectionate respect.
Da, trebate pevati Krishna ime na veoma pristrasno i sa poštovanjem.
Let us bring some feeling for Krishna in our heart.
Da izrazimo svoje osjećanja ka Krišni.
Some gratefulness.
Neku zahvalnost.
Some beginnings of ljubav.
Neku bar početničku ljubav.
Yes, some affection.
Neku pristrasnost.
Then our chanting will immediately have life.
I naše mantranje će biti puno života.
Otherwise it might not have life.
Inače neće biti puno života.
It's just a technique.
Biće samo tehnika, rutina.
That's why devotees go to Vrindavan.
Zato bhakte odu Vrindavan.
And sit down in the dust of Vrindavan.
I sede na prašini Vrindavana.
And I remember, oh, Krishna walked here.
I seći se, oh, Krishna je ovde prošao.
And Krishna takes care of me.
I Krishna se brine o meni.
And I want to join him.
Želim da mu se vratim.
And then they will start, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. And they will chant with affectionate respect.
Mantrali tako sa pristrasnošću.
And when Krishna hears this in your chanting, this affection, oh, he comes running. Where is my devotee?
A kad Krishna čuje takav način mantranja, trči ko svom baktu i pita se gde si.
If you chant without affection,
ali ako mantrate bez te privrženosti,
he thinks, oh, the devotee is only thinking of himself.
Onda misli, ovaj bakti stalno misli samo sebi.
I need to finish my rounds.
Oni moraju jednostavno da završavaju svoje krugove.
So that I can do all the things which are fun in life.
Da moraju završiti svoje krugove da bi mogli da rade različite zabavne stvari.
But if you chant with affection, you chant actually with Krishna-centeredness.
Ako mantrate sa privrženošću, mantrate sa, da kažem, Krišnomu cilju.
Without affection you often chant self-centered rounds.
A kada mantrate bez toga, onda mantrate samo koncentrisano, da kažem.
Krišna. Now, I want to show you my multivision show.
Sada želim da vam prikažem moj multivizijski show.
And after this we can answer some questions.
Posle šova možete postaviti vaše pitanje.
And then Anadi Krishna myself have a plan, a surprise for you.
A onda Anadi